not drink all the milk.
We are milk
stout.
Milk
stout, yeah, sure. Are we ready for
Yeah. Are you ready? Yep. I'll just have the mulled marinara, please. Sorry?
So no cream?
No cream, no. That's fine. I'm getting too much of a mess. Anyway, so...
Now I'll be buy steak, please.
Steak. How much like that cost?
Medium rare, please.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
No problem, thank you. Right, well, Mark and I... Mark and I are in the Pig's Ear craft beer place, which we've been to a few times, and I have posted from on a few occasions. And what, sorry?
I never get old.
Who never gets old? This place?
Yeah.
No, it seems to get busier every time we come, doesn't it?
Mind you, we haven't been on Saturday night before.
That's true. We haven't been on Saturday night, and we haven't sat down here in the sort of restaurant area before either. She's quite good, actually, because they take your order even with the drinks. So I'm having a Nognor stout, Nognor porter.
Nognor or porter? I don't know what accent that is, but.
And what did you try ordering that was taken?
I tried ordering sunburst, dark store sunburst, which is a blonde UK.
Right. Okay.
But I actually ordered a milk stout.
Excellent.
I don't know what milk stout is, but...
It's probably the stout equivalent of Bailey's.
That's fine with me. I've never burst a Bailey. It must have a bad reputation they might have.
So you've just been to the rugby.
I have. I'm celebrating a Quinn's victory. One's mighty Gloucester anyway. And yeah, and it's nice and bracing outside. And
I don't know how you can sit in that stadium with the kind of cold that there is out there. I mean, it's got to be about 10 degrees lower than when we went a few weeks ago.
Yeah, probably. But then you've got to remember, I used to go to Fulham, which is right on the bank of the Thames. And when it was winter, with the icy wind chill as well, you just couldn't move far for game.
This is a bit about sports spectating I don't really get.
Oh, well, some people would say we're all masochists anyway, and that's anyway we go. But yeah, we get you outside. I mean, I don't do any sports, so I'm watching.
Dearest listener listening to this, if you saw Mark, you would understand that he didn't do any sport.
Thank you very much. How would you know?
How would I know? Okay, all right. Fair enough.
And I used to sport,
remember? Oh, yes. Once upon a time, he could swim.
Yeah. Now we just float.
Well, you just went with the current.
Well, yeah, so I'm big enough to like a bit of a bow of a ship. I got plumb line.
And I suppose if you jump into the water enough force, you just float in the right direction, don't you? I have to say, Mark, after our last bit of banter, when I recorded it when you were at mine last week, I had quite a lot of positive remarks on how funny you are, but, you know, what good listening it made. So I think we'll have to do it more often. Thank you very much. Right, don't take a sip yet.
No.
We have to do this properly.
Oh. We've got to pour them first.
No, we've got to pour them first. All right, let me just stick my earphone thing back in. Right, I'll try and pour mine first then, shall I?
Okay.
Actually, we won't hear you pour yours, so you might as well try and pour it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, right, I have my finger in the glass, and the glass is slightly tilted, and I'm pouring. And I think I'm probably going to get a vast head. The head has now reached my finger. I'm just going to stop for a moment. Right, okay. I'll let that go down for a bit. Have you poured yours yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to first of all talk about the colour of your one?
Well, it's a stout. It's black.
Excellent. What shade of black would you say it is?
Well, it's really black.
Okay.
It doesn't appear to be, the milk doesn't appear to have any kind of bearing on the colour of said stout. It still, seems to be stout right in colour.
Okay, do you want to have a sniff and tell me what comes to mind?
It's malty, slightly malty obviously. Well, basically, it smells like stout.
Okay. Right, no, that's fine. It can smell like... So far, it looks like stout. It smells like stout. Now let's go for the test.
It tastes like steaming vodka, isn't it?
Go on then, give it a taste.
Okay, well, do you not want to hear what they say about it first?
No, because it'll colour your judgement on your taste. Mark is, I presume, taking a sip. I can't see him on the other side of the table, so I don't know.
That's weird. Again, no real milk bit.
Right.
It has an undertaste of kind of coffee or cocoa, which is slightly odd.
So it's coffee stout?
It's not coffee stout.
Well, it's milky coffee stout.
Apparently so. I don't quite know why it would have that.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's quite drinkable. I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say it's the best beer I've tasted, but it's certainly not the worst either. It will go down very nicely, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to go for my one now. Mine is the Nog... what? Nog something.
I can't pronounce what we're doing. I'm not my friend Dave, So it's Nogna Oporta with a slash through the
O. Oh, so it's got one of those sort of funny Scandinavian letters in it.
Yes.
Okay.
So right. How do you pronounce it? Gone now.
Right, I'm just going to continue pouring this a bit more.
Yeah.
Is any actually coming out? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, don't worry.
My finger's getting wet now.
Yeah.
I might just take a...
Yeah.
Well, you'd better tell us what it looks like, because I can't see it.
Hang on, I'll have to get it in there, so I can probably see it. Again, pretty much black.
Black, okay.
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 It's like brownie tinged.
Brownie tinged black, okay. So we're going to... I'm going to... have a sniff now. Here we go. Hang on. Get the microphone nice and close. Well, it has got the characteristic porter, slight sweet aroma. Sort of creamy, almost sort of chocolatey sort of aroma. Right, I'm going to go for a taste now. Here we go. Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, that is absolutely gorgeous. So it really is, sort of classic porter style. It has sweet aroma, but... then a sort of bitter chocolate aftertaste. Really, really gorgeous. Sorry, Mark, go on.
No, I was just saying, I'm reading a bottle of mine now.
Yeah.
And, it says that it doesn't contain milk, which would explain
does it explain why milk stout is called milk stout?
Not really. They're not going to... But it suggests that it's because it's... invigorating and stimulating for workers. whether that has anything to do with the fact that it's a kind of milk, it takes the place of milk.
Yes.
If you like, I don't know. I think that might be the implication.
The question is, I suppose, would you pour it on your cornflakes?
Not in unless you really didn't like cornflakes and you really liked stamp.
Okay. And do you think it would enhance your work?
My work or anybody's work?
No, I'm thinking of your work.
Quite frankly, I'd try anything once. I can't suggest that factory workers in Bristol would be particularly enhanced by this.
They'd be particularly what, sorry?
They'd have their work particularly enhanced by this.
Right.
I mean, reflex time can't be helped by a 5% sample, whatever it is.
I wonder if we should somehow draw some similarities between the factory workers in Bristol and the people working in the organisation that you work in. Are there any similarities, do we think?
I think no.
No. Okay. Okay.
Unless you work in a particular part of my organisation which has procurement in Bristol, in which case there's obviously
it's geographical, yes.
Similarity. My work, could be described as workmanlike, but I don't think that's a compliment.
I think that might be right. Okay then.
Fine. Well, the next thing is the food when it comes. You're having a steak, are you not?
I'm having a steak, yes.
Presumably steak frites.
Steak frites, yes.
And I'm having mules frites.
Yes.
And there's not much else one can say to that, really, is there?
Not really, not until they arrive.
Fine.
Right,
well, I shall continue recording when the food arrives and if we have another beer. Well, when we have another beer, rather.
Yeah.
When? All right, then. Bye for now, Audio B. Well, as you may have gathered, the food actually arrived just at the point when I was saying I would record again when the food arrived. So it's here, it's in front of me. Brilliant, thank you very much. Perfect. No, I'm just going to use fingers and get in a nice mess. So I am putting a serviette on my knee. And I'm now going to feel for this bowl. That's the mussels, is it?
Yeah.
That's quite hot. Yes, that's quite hot. And where's the bowl that they need to go into when they are?
That one?
Yeah. That one there?
Yeah.
And the chips are?
Chips are behind the beer, basically.
Behind my beer?
Yeah.
All right. Yep, got them. Fine. Okay. Well, I shall just try a chip for the audio boo listeners.
There's a finger bowl in between the muscle bowl and the muscle lid.
Very nice, crispy, hot chips. And just for you, Audio Boo, I will also try a mussel. Hopefully without burning my fingers. Well, I think it's fair to say that where the stout was stout-like and the porter was port-like and the chips were crispy and nice, the mussels are very muscly. How's your steak?
Well, obviously they like steak.
That's good. Is it medium rare?
Yeah, probably more medium than rare. But,
okay.
But,
taste all right?
Yeah, like a lot of these kind of new places, they've obviously grilled it. They have it on a cheese board, like a cheese board, comes with the garnish, the garlic bun,
right,
and the pork chips. It's very nice. I think for me, I would have gone for rare had I realized.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, it's great.
Jolly good. Excellent. Well, we shall now crack on with our meal, and we'll speak to Audio Boo later. Well, welcome back, Audio Boo, to Mark and Robert Taste Beer. here in the here in the goat's ear beer and something cellar place.
Well, you almost got that right.
Yeah, yeah, almost. Sorry, pig's ear craft beer. Why do they give it such a long name when it's a drinking place? It's ridiculous. Anyway, we've had our food and we are now moving on to beer. And rather unimaginatively, Mark has decided to go for the same as me. That's my old bottle, isn't it? So I have here a little glass and Mark is pointing to my beer.
You don't need to use a little glass, you've got a big glass
to your right.
I've got a big glass,
so right,
okay.
Right
the beer, right the
beer.
Keep going right.
Is that your beer?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I have a glass, I have the beer, and I'm going to pour my beer now. I'm sure this probably isn't the best way of pouring beer, but never mind.
Not bad to me. You've got less head than me, really.
More luck than judgment. Right, so this beer is called what, Mark?
Roisin Scottish Tabury Beer.
Scottish?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's got to be Scottish.
You can't. You can't beat a good bit of Scottish beer.
Well, we'll see.
Right, and the colour?
Well, there's a bit of argument about this because I would say that the colour is kind of lagery brown orangey colour.
Lagery brown orangey, okay.
I do it in black.
Yep.
The bottle said it's pink.
Pink.
It's not pink.
Good. Okay,
let's
go for smells. You go first. Get your nose in there.
You can definitely smell the Tabury's.
Okay, if you didn't know it was Tabury's, what would you say it was? And since you didn't know what Tabury's were until I told you.
Well, some of food. That's a definite thing of summer fruits.
Summer fruits, okay, I'm going to have a sniff now. No, actually it's not very overpowering, is it?
No, I didn't say it was overpowering.
It's quite, isn't it? It's quite sort of light, and
yeah.
Almost peachy. In a berry sort of way, and I've got foam on the end of my nose now. Right, shall we go for sipping then?
Yeah.
You gotta go. You go first. Yes. Mom.
Sorry.
Conclusion.
Very light. There's a definite fruity aftertaste. I would definitely say it was kind of summer food.
Okay.
Which I imagine it actually is Tabury's, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know, it might not be Tabury's. I mean, you know, you don't really get them in that many places and things,
well,
but...
in Scotland you do.
Well, evidently so, but... used to get them in my granddad's garden in Yorkshire.
Really?
Yeah.
They're originally grown in a cave valley.
Well, that would make sense, but hence the name, yeah. But they does it say that they're a cross between Valfrey's and Loganberry's?
Yeah. Loganberry's
and Blackberry, apparently. Valfrey's and Blackberry? Oh, I think they're wrong.
Well, that was them. I only read out what's in front of me.
Right, I'm going to take a sip now. Here we go. It's quite nice, but I have to say, I wouldn't have a clue what that was unless I knew it.
You've got a definitely fruity aftertaste.
But it's not like drinking the something like Creek, you know, the black currant-y one,
right.
or the sort of raspberry Belgian beers, where it's sort of really powerful fruit.
The only comparison I have is from drinking Fruli, which is horrible.
Fruli?
I think it's called Fruli. Fruit beers.
Right.
Absolutely foul stuff. And they actually do come out looking pink as well.
Well, now I'm sipping just a bit more. It's fairly bitter, so it's not overpoweringly sweet at all, really, is it?
No.
Quite light, lightly carbonated. Yeah, there is this slight sort of berry-ish flavour in there somewhere.
It's definitely a berry aftertaste.
Yeah. It's pleasant. I think it's more of a summer beer.
Maybe, but it's going down quite well.
What percentage is it?
Give me a second.
One.
Two. Okay,
three.
Four. Oh, 5.2.
Sorry, 5.2?
4.2.
4.2? Oh, that's pretty good then. I might not have such a headache after all.
It's a Williams Brothers beer.
A what brothers?
A Williams Brothers beer.
Williams Brothers beer, okay. A good traditional Scottish name there.
And Bruce Williams looks like a girl.
Say that again.
And Bruce Williams looks like a girl.
Ruth Williams looks like a girl.
Yeah.
Well, Ruth is surely a
no,
girl.
Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah, that's in Springsteen.
That's in Springsteen, okay.
He's got a very feminine face.
Right.
And long hair.
Well, there you go.
Is that why he turned to brewing beer?
Make himself look more manly.
Yeah, improve his manliness.
Quite possibly.
I think it's...
I'd be careful, though, going around calling these Scottish people, saying that they look like girls. They're hard up there.
Well, I mean, they may be, but I don't think this guy is.
Fair enough.
He looks a bit like a billionaire.
Is he wearing a kilt as well as having long hair?
You can't tell because it's a head tilt.
Ah.
He's got a very feminine face, is what I'm going to say.
To all the Scottish people on Audio Boo, I'm sure he's hard.
People, he probably looks perfectly fine. I'm not even sure that they themselves are
Scottish. That's a good point. They just happen to be by the side of the River Tay.
Well, no, they just happen to own the company that half is with Tayberry. They don't even say they just... It's brewed in Alloa, so it is Scottish.
It's brewed where, sorry?
Alloa.
Oh, right, okay.
But I don't know what the wind is.
Alloa's sort of edge of Fife, isn't it?
I think so. As far as I know, my geography of Scotland is only slightly better than my geography of there.
So I suppose the Tay is slightly north of there, by my geography. The Tay is the river that goes out past Perth, isn't it?
Right, okay. I will. Yes, fair enough.
I think.
You might well be right.
Okay. I might be. Alright then.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. My dog is in Scotland.
Okay.
Once you get behind Edinburgh.
Well, I know there is at least one Scottish person who follows my booze, McColgan. So perhaps McColgan can tell me whether the Tay is a river that goes out past Perth and whether that is north of Alloa.
Well, I think you're probably right. I'm not doubting your practice. I'm just saying I can't add to it at this point in time, knowing nothing about the that region.
I have to say, it was news to me that Tayberry's come from the River Tay, but it does make sense.
It does. I think they come from the valley rather than the river itself. That's a bit odd.
Yes, but rivers tend to flow through valleys.
Yes, well,
not originally, but you know, after a bit of time.
Don't you love going out? You love going out with such pedants.
I'm fired tonight.
I wish you would be. Right. Well, I think.
I think on that note we can move.
On that note, we'll let Audio Booth slip off into the sunset, listening to whatever this bit of bass is in the background. Boom. 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 Any idea what this is?
Might be Amy Winehouse. I can't hear.
We had Amy Winehouse earlier, didn't we? So it could be.
I can't
hear. Yeah, it does sound like Amy Winehouse. It's true. But it's too much bass.
Yeah, I can't hear
it. Right, well, anyway, there we go. Audio Boo, over and out. And speak soon, no doubt.